called Time Code. Now, what is time code? T-I-M-E is time. C-O-D-E, that's code. Now, time code is cool because you know exactly where to do what at what time. Now, the good thing is that it's done pretty much everything in TV and film, music, everything. Everything has time code. And that's because you mark different places. Now, the way it's marked is according to hour, to, say, minute, okay, to, say, seconds, to, say, part of second. So sometimes it saves 24 frames per second. You know what part of that second to cut at. So that's the good thing about time code. It helps you know exactly where to cut or to start or to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. And time code is a very useful tool. That's why it's used pretty much everywhere. Okay? That's time code. Coming up, American Flight.
Hey, 大家好, 欢迎来到 American Slam. I'm Duran. 我们今天继续锁定影片叫 Six Days, Seven Nights. 好，记住这个影片吧。 好，话说到两个人困在了荒岛上，你说他们最需要什么？最需要有人来救他们，对吗？通过什么方法？应该是荒岛大海，应该是有信号枪。可是情急之中，我们的 Robin 他把最后一颗能够发信号的子弹给用出去了。情急之下，你来看一看 ，Queenie 发了火。
You know what you've done? You know what you've done? You've taken our one good chance of being found and pissed it away!
Don't you dare blame this on me. If you were half a pilot, we wouldn't be on this island!
I'm the best goddamn pilot you're ever going to meet!
Ah! I've flown with you twice, you crash half the time!
各位,今天的美国旅语带给你的是这个短语叫 pissed it away.
Pissed it away!
Okay, look, now look. To piss something away just means to waste it. 要是把什么浪费掉, 把什么挥霍掉, 我们就叫 piss something away. 来看看这个东西怎么在生活里面用出来。来看第一个例句, 我说, Hey, my father thinks I am, yes, I'm pissing my life away. 我爸爸一直认为我在浪费生命, 荒废生活, 叫 piss my life away. 为什么这么讲? Because I'm in a rock band. 就因为我参加了一个摇滚乐队。好了，人家就这么想，简直是gosh ridiculous. 好了，这个句子我们要记住的是 荒废我的生活，好，全剧我再走一遍。你注意听这个 keywords 叫 piece away. 好吧，注意好这个句子叫 My father thinks I'm piecing my life away because I'm in a rock band. 第二个例句，听好了，这个句子叫 Hey, I could have gone to Sydney, but I pissed my money away gambling. 这个句子的意思是，我原本也可以同他一道前往悉尼，可惜我把我的 money 钱全都挥霍掉了，干什么了？叫 gambling， 赌博了，当然是你自找苦吃。好，这个句子我们再说一遍，叫 I could have gone to Sydney, but 我浪费了钱，我挥霍了，叫 I piss my money， 也可以说 all my money away， 做的那个事情叫 ing 叫 gambling。
You know what you've done? You know what you've done? You've taken our one good chance of being found and pissed it away.
Don't you dare blame this on me. If you were half a pilot, we wouldn't be on this island.
I'm the best goddamn pilot you're ever going to meet.
Ah! I've flown with you twice. You crash half the time.
好，各位来来来来，进入经典对白。哎，随着这两个人一起在荒岛的经历，啊，两个人开始渐渐的了解对方了。一个是奎尼，一个是罗宾，好，两个人开始了解对方，而且我们的奎尼，哎，开始向罗宾介绍起我为什么来到了这个荒岛来做一个个体的飞行员。这两个人就要发展是什么？
Fell in love with somebody else. Not just somebody else. My best friend, my partner, the guy with the business.
God, what did you do?
Well, I bowed out. Gave him my blessing.
Are they still together?
No. cut. Not before I sold him my half of the business.
Uh-huh.
Came out here, got my plane, never looked back. Best thing that ever happened to me.
There are two boats.
What?
看过上面那个片段，来学习下面这个第一个原点，这个句子叫 I gave them my blessing.
How about that? Give them my blessing.
好，这个短语叫 give someone your blessing. This means to give them your approval or to tell them good luck. 好，这个短语的意思是表示把你的祝福给别人，把你的祝愿给对方，我们就叫Give somebody your blessing. 第一个例句叫 Hey, they wanted to get married, so I gave them my blessing. They make a lovely couple. 这句话的意思是他们两人当初想结婚，我允许了，给了他们祝福，叫 I gave them my blessing. Hey, 为什么我给他们祝福？他们俩再合适不过了。于是这个句子叫 They make a lovely couple. 好，全体我们再说一遍，这个句子的意思有三个。第一个层次是说两个人原来想结婚，那么我们表达叫 They wanted to 结婚，结婚 get married. 好，第二个层次大家表示我，所以我就给了他们祝福，表示我同意了，认可了。我们这个句子叫 So I gave them我的祝福叫 my blessing。 好，最后一个层次是表示两个人太合适太般配，这个句子叫 they make a lovely couple。 第二个例句，我有个妹妹，她要换工作了，来看下面这个句子叫 when she quit her job for a better one I gave her my blessing it was a good opportunity for her。 这句话的意思是想要换一个工作，换一个更好的工作，当然我要祝愿他，因为我觉得对他来讲是个好机会。这个句子我们再说一遍，全句叫 When she 辞工作叫 quit her job 为了另一个好的叫 for a better one 那么我该怎么做，我要 I gave her my blessing It was a good opportunity for her、
Not before I sold my half of the business.
Uh-huh.
Came out here, got my plane, never looked back. Best thing that ever happened to me.
来看第二个句子，第二个原点叫 never looked back.
Got my plane, never looked back.
好，我们教给你的这个词组叫 never looked back. This phrase means to never regret your decisions. 好，这个句子的意思很简单，我们这个短语是 look back.你看是 look， 如果你 look back 是表示你回头看，你为什么要回头看？你会觉得，这个不错，可是刚才那个更不错。那么这个意思是表示你回头看，你后悔了。所以前面如果加上 never look back 是表示你永远不要回头看，表达的隐含意思是表示永远也不要后悔。我们来看例句，第一个例句记好了，这个句子叫 Hey。After I moved to Beijing, I never looked back. I loved here. 在我搬来北京之前，不是之前，是 after 之后，我搬来北京之后，从来没有后悔过，一天都没有。I never looked back. 我喜欢这儿。I love it here. 来看第二个句子。刚才记不记得我们提到了，爸爸说我是 piece my life away.说我在荒废时光，因为我整天在玩摇滚乐队叫 Rock Band。 好，听下面这个句子，下文出来了，这个句子叫 Hey, I quit the band and never looked back. Yes, I made it as a rock star on my own. 这句话的意思是后来爸爸早这么说，我就放弃了乐队，我从来没有后悔过，后来我自己单飞成了名，我自己也成了名，成为了一个摇滚的巨星。把这个句子我们再说一遍，叫第一个事情，我辞掉放弃了乐队叫 I quit the band。 第二件事情叫我没为此后悔过，叫 I never looked back。 最后一个说结果，我自己成了摇滚的巨星，叫 I made it as a rock star on my own.
Fell in love with somebody else. Not just somebody else. My best friend. My partner, the guy I was in the business with.
God, what did you do?
Well, I bowed out. Gave him my blessing.
Are they still together?
No. They broke up. Not before I sold him my half the business.
Uh-huh.
Came out here, got my plane, never looked back. Best thing that ever happened to me.
There are two boats.
What? Two boats?
结束这个板块之前，我们还是老方法来一个快速的回顾。在旅语里面，我们看一看学了第一个短语表示 waste something， 你在浪费挥霍。那个短语叫 piss away， 记不记得？我比如说我挥霍钱叫 piss my money away， 你在浪费青春叫 piss your life away， 记住这个短语。接下去我们学了一个词就表示你给人家认可，还有一个祝福，我们叫give， 一般是过去式叫 gave somebody one's blessing。 你们两个要 get married 结婚了，我说我祝福你们叫 I gave you my blessing。 接下去第三个短语我们讲过回头看，不要回头看叫 never look back， 它的意思是做过的事情就不要后悔。
Welcome to Movie Tune. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie Joseph, King of Dreams. Now, in the movie, Joseph is taken to the city, the marketplace, and he sees it for the first time, all this construction happening and all these things being sold, and the workers who are helping to build the city, the town center, the marketplace, sing this song. They say, behold the glory. To behold something means to see it. They say, look at it, behold it, the glory of the city we are building. Behold the wonder. It's so wonderful that you look at it and you're surprised. It's wonderful. What we have made shall not be torn asunder. To torn means rip, to tear something. Asunder means apart. To tear something apart, to like rip a piece of paper. But it's bigger than that. It's not just to rip. It means when a whole dynasty, it falls apart, it's torn asunder. Or if you're in love with someone and you break up, you can say your heart was torn asunder. And so they're saying, we are building something so magnificent, it will never, never be torn asunder. Such a vast achievement. Vast is big, broad. Not something just normal and little. Vast is just far-reaching and huge. Achievement means when you accomplish something, when you do something. So they're saying we have achieved glory and greatness. We have finished this project. So it's saying they're pretty darn good. But let's learn more about this new marketplace, this new city that they're building. Will it last forever or will it be torn asunder? You tell me after you hear the next song. Bye-bye.
Thank you.